I'm sad today.
Why are you sad, Joe?
Because you don't like when I do creative things.
I never said that.
Well, what about the time when I tried to, like, do the intro?
By stealing everyone else's intro? But, like,
it wasn't stealing. I was rebooting them.
But, I mean, it wasn't a reboot. It's just, like, you're just remaking it.
I was remaking.
It. Yeah.
It's like I was remaking the intros.
Yeah.
Of other famous YouTubers and or podcasts.
Yeah, so that's not a... It's not original.
And you didn't like it.
Just stared blankly. I mean, the footage still exists.
Nothing's original.
We could still use them.
No. It's fine. really, it's fine, dude.
You don't seem like it's fine.
No, it's actually fine. It's totally fine.
Are you sure it's fine?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not sure if it's fine.
Oh, it's fine, man. It really, don't worry about it. It's cool.
I'm worried about it. You sound like you're about to go Columbine on me.
Columbine?
Is that
like shoot up your school?
Yeah, my school.
But you know there's two people that did Columbine, right? And you would be the other person.
Why would I be the other person?
Because you're my only friend. kind of. Columbine's not funny, Trevor.
To brass tacks, this is the Running on Empty podcast.
Welcome to the Running on Empty podcast. I'm your host, Joe.
And
I have my other also host,
Trevor.
Thank you.
For now.
Joined with me today.
Until he replaces
it's
me.
It's been a long day today. I had to work.
Me too, buddy boy.
And let me tell you, man. People are different.
People are strange.
People can be really different than what you thought.
Yeah, what's influencing that train of thought?
I guess me.
Just
first
you.
Of all, me. Like I mean, I don't know. You know, I made a joke today. Okay.
Okay.
That some would consider to be in poor taste.
Okay.
Do
you want to repeat the joke?
I don't even remember exactly what it was, but my manager was talking about something. You know, he's an older guy. Great guy. I actually really like him.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic human being. I love him. I joke around with him all the time. And, you know, he's telling me about how something used to be back in... Oh, it was like... He was like, yeah, we were... Someplace he used to work or something, and... They were refurnishing or revamping this old store or something, and they found all this old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it was crazy. Like, it was all from the... And, like, I interjected, and I was like, from, like, the Holocaust times? I was just kidding, you know? And he's like, I was going to say the 1920s, okay? You're a weird guy. You're a weird guy. I don't like that. I don't like that you said that. And I was like... I kind of feel a little bit bad, but I was just joking.
I mean...
I made Jared almost... Well, actually, the other day, I really, truly did make Jared spit out his drink when I said something.
Okay, I'm listening. Do you remember what you said?
Jared probably would have spit out his drink again, because I think
it's not like you were trying to, like...
When I said from the Holocaust times, I think he was crying a little bit. He was laughing.
It's like, it's not like you were trying to be offensive or anything. You were just... Mentioning something
joking,
that happened.
You know, just joking from the Holocaust times.
Like a point of time a long time ago. X amount of years ago.
Yeah, what was it that I said to Jaren the other day that... I know I was at work and I said something like... Jeez, dude. I can't remember now. Because, okay, so it was me and Jaren standing at the counter, and there's this other girl that we work with, Ashley. I remember I was just, like, giving her a hard time or something. And I know one of the things I said was, like, oh, I know what it was. So, she came in, because me and Jaren had been working already for, like, a while. And
okay.
We have to have somebody stand at, you know, the cash register one, you know, because we work at a... pretty small store, so you don't usually need to have more than one register open. Sometimes two. So I was like, she got in or whatever and was, like, taking a long time to take off her coat. I was giving her a hard time. I was like, you know, like, why don't you man the register? Okay? Like, just freaking man the register now, okay? I get it. You're on register duty, and now it's time for me to not be on register duty. This is a Harry Potter wand I'm pointing with, by the way, everybody. It's time for me to not be on register duty, so I'm going to go, like, over there, okay, and do some other stuff, and you can man the register. And Jaren's like, wow, well, why can't she woman the register? And I was like, you're right, she can woman the register. It's just like manning the register, but with less privilege. And he spit out his water. He spit out his water. It was pretty funny.
Well, before we give anyone more reasons to protest us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we are talking about the differences between reboots, remakes, and reimaginings. There's a whole heap and mess of these things coming out.
Let me tell you something to start off here about reboots and reimaginings, okay? Mm. And that is that I don't care.
You don't?
I don't care what the difference is between them. They're all the same thing to me.
Okay. So.
That's all.
All right, so basically, for those of you who are not sure the difference, basically, all you need to know is that reboots reset the continuity of a film series, so basically starting over square one, look at the 15 different fucking Spider-Man franchises we have had. Remakes are just basically, it's the same film, just with new people playing the same characters, doing the exact same things. And then reimaginings are kind of like remakes, but they change something big, and reimaginings are like remakes. It's the same basic story, but they change one big thing, which kind of influences.
Yeah, so it like overall. They give the example of how Disney turns some of their cartoon movies into real live action movies, yeah, like The Jungle Book and whatever else flopped.
Yeah, I think those are considered remakes.
Are they remakes?
I want to say those are just, most of those are considered just remakes.
Because right there, say that it's not, well, right, that it is reimagining.
Right there, Maleficent. The Maleficent movies are definitely a reimagining.
All right.
I want to say.
I don't get it ready then.
I want to say like those new fucking, those Disney movies. Okay, I guess they are coming into reimaginings, because it would be considered reimagining. So now that I'm reading this description a little more thoroughly. So we'll just see about reimagining. So basically, well, I want to discuss the end and hope and see how long this takes us to kind of go through. And if you could, we'll see if we can do it for each one thing. If you could reboot a franchise, remake a movie, or reimagine a movie.
Sure.
Or what would you do, and if you can think of people you would want to, like, just throw into the roles?
Well, Trevor, that's a very good question, and I'd have to answer that first by saying that I had two ideas.
Okay.
And they have already been done. Okay. So number one is Power Rangers. Now, here's the thing, okay? They rebooted?
Yeah.
Power Rangers? Is that what they did in 2017 or 16 or whatever?
Yeah. I would say it's a reboot.
You know, when I watched that movie, Trevor, I thought I liked it. And,
pointing a dangerous weapon at me.
It's just the Elder Wand. It's no big deal, really. Unless I, like, say some magic words while I'm pointing it out at you.
Okay.
It's like an unloaded gun.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though, about the Power Rangers movie. Okay, I thought I liked it at first. I thought, this is pretty cool. No, it sucked. It sucked. It was terrible. It sucked.
Okay.
So I would reimagine the Ivan Ooze Power Rangers movie. No, what I would do, not even that, because that had the White Ranger. And the White Ranger, he also sucks. The Green Ranger is way cooler, because he's kind of like a bad guy, but he turned into a good guy. And then they decided to just, like, rip the tablecloth off the table and leave all the stuff behind, you know? They're like, White Ranger. And then everyone's like, wow, I hate it. So I would make the whole Tommy Oliver arc into a movie.
Okay.
And I think that would be awesome.
So you would just hop into it, like, just with already established Power Rangers. Like, we already know these people. Like, we're already in here. They're already doing the thing. They're already heroes.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. We could go over them getting their powers or whatever, you know, with Zordon and all that. But, like, no, like, weird alien symbiote costume thing where, like, they all look unique, but all uniquely horrible. Okay, mm-hmm. I like the Sentai thing. Like, why should we be ashamed of Sentai? Mm-hmm. That's, like, that's what Power Rangers is. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. It's Super Sentai. So, keep it Super Sentai.
Okay.
Keep it, you know, even campy, maybe to a degree. Mm-hmm. You can keep it kind of campy. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, this weird, like, serious, but, like, I don't know how to do it because it, like, I don't know how to make it work. It's like, yeah, of course you don't know how to make it work. Because that's, like, a stupid idea to try and make fucking realistic.
It's,
you know what I mean? Yep. They tried to make Power Rangers realistic. It's like, this shit's not realistic. The purpose of it is to be fun and for kids.
You have a bunch of teenagers getting in a giant robot to fight
action,
monsters.
Yeah, it's an action thing. Okay, just keep it like that. That's all you need. I mean, you don't have to try and be something you're not.
Okay.
You don't have to try and be gritty. That's stupid.
All right. So just to make it super campy?
It doesn't even have to be super campy. Like, it just doesn't have to try and be something that it's not. You mm-hmm. feel me on that?
Yeah. I get what you're
that's
saying.
That's the problem with the first, they're like, the Power Rangers remake that they did. Is they're like, we have to make these new racially ambiguous teenagers. We have to make them all, like, cool kids. But, like, not too cool of cool kids.
They're basically...
Either they're, like, we have to, like, make it, like, a little bit gritty. Like, a little bit so that, like, the people that are adults that, like, loved the Power Rangers, so mm-hmm. that they'll still be interested. When I know that anybody that liked the Power Rangers back in the day, if they made it, like, more campy and, like, were like, okay, this took place in the 90s or whatever, like... Even if they played up on the nostalgia, I think it would have done way better. But instead, they tried hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it sucked. I don't know. So I would just do away with the whole... all the bullshit, and I would just make it into the Green Power Ranger arc with maybe, like, a little bit of, like, hey, here's, like, how the Power Rangers became the Power Rangers in the beginning, but mostly about there being an evil Power Ranger. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, yeah, so...
Maybe during the setup of the plot, you know, they defeat a few villains, or it's implied that they defeat a few villains or whatever. And there's, like, the people on the news talking about it. And then, like, the Power Rangers show up and everybody's celebrating them. And they're like, oh, dude, it's the Power Rangers. It's super cool. And then the Green Ranger shows up, you know, and he's like, yeah, I'm the bad Power Ranger and I'm going to wipe the floor with all of you. And then... at the very end, you know, they can turn him into... they can turn his heart. They can change his heart.
You know, my selling point of this is just because I want more Green Ranger.
But then, at the very end, dude...
Okay.
Okay, they turn the Green Ranger over, and you're like, oh, finally, like, the last 20 minutes or whatever. It's not the last 20 minutes. There's actually, like, an even bigger bad guy. And then they have to take the Dragon Zord and mash the Dragon Zord in that other, like, the other three or four...
like, Digivolve.
Megazords. Like... you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
There's that one really super stupid rare transformation where it, like, is, like, the blue, the yellow, the black, and the green all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, everything but the red and the pink Rangers Megazords. And then they, like, combine in that really fucking cool Dragon Zord. And then they're like, yeah. And they have to team up together now with their new friend that was a bad guy against an even bigger bad guy.
Okay, so what I'm getting is this needs to be a 3-hour long Peter Jackson style, like, Peter Jackson length Lord of the Rings movie.
I don't know. We peaked really hard there. I don't know what I want, okay?
I mean...
but what I don't want is what they did.
All right,
and
so... then
the other thing, right. And this will be way quicker, okay? Way quicker. is for them to remake Pokemon, the first movie, but they did that. And they did it faithfully, as far as I know, and they did it in CGI 3D.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted.
And you got it.
And yeah, and I got it, and it's coming to Netflix in American English in February.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I want.
Pretty solid choices.
What do you want? What do you want out of a reboot, a reimagining, or whatever? Because I feel like now I'm like the Charlie whatever from It's Always Sunny, where he's like got the crazy hair and like the board behind him, and I'm like explaining the Power Rangers, and there's like the poster with all the like red dots and the red strings.
You're like, this is,
and it's behind me. I'm like, this is what they need to do. Okay, you look there and you look there, and then you make those two connections, and then that's the movie. It's like, now I'm that guy. Everybody thinks I'm that guy, and I'm not helping my case by like.
I don't think everyone thinks you're that guy.
No, I think they do, and the more that I talk, like, the more crazy I sound.
You just really want a Power Rangers movie.
And, I'm just gonna stop now.
But let me ask you, who do you want the big bad to be? Like, the actual big bad?
The big bad should be Lord Zedd, probably.
Zedd?
Lord Zedd. Is that his name, Lord Zedd?
Yeah, I want to say it's Lord Zedd.
Yeah.
And then, in the sequel, it's Ivanhoe's.
That would be kind of cool. That, like, because Lord Zedd, you know, could be kind of in the background. Is like the bad guy that we don't really see until the audience forgot about him.
And the after credit scene is the setup for Ivanhoe's.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying...
Yeah, we need to do, like, whoever made the Infinity War and, like, all those Marvel the Avengers movies, we need to, like, be like, hey, you guys are in charge of Power Rangers now.
Make me a Power Rangers cinematic universe.
Make me a Power Rangers cinematic universe, okay? And they're going to be like, okay, first thing we're going to do, and it's like, okay, your boss is Jason David Frank, okay? You have to answer to him. Because he's the only human being I have faith in to make something Power Rangers that is both cool, just campy enough, and just not...
So.
Over the top enough,
can I pitch you a villain that I would want to see in a Power Rangers movie
more than Lord Zedd? Remember what they did to Goldar? That was dirty.
They did Goldar dirty.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
The villain I want to see is a newer villain named Lord Draken.
I know exactly what that is.
For those of you who don't know, Lord Draken is a version of Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger, that did not go good. He chose evil. And he slaughtered all the Power Rangers in his timeline.
Oh. And I didn't know he slaughtered them.
He ended up getting the combined powers of both the White and the Green Ranger. So his suit is like a mixture of the...
Yeah,
of
I remember looking at that and I was like, that is a cool suit.
And it's reached to a point where he has taken over like the Earth. And his police force are all... all the elites in his police force are all Power Rangers.
What?
Yes, literally. Like, his military force are all Power Rangers.
That's
like,
nuts.
Of each color has like a certain role. I want to say... I don't remember all for sure, but I think like... The yellows and the blacks were all like the foot soldiers and shit.
The yellows and the blacks were foot.
Wow, Joe, you're making this worse than what it actually is.
The yellows and the blacks, they're the most discriminated against. They have the lowest authority. They're just the infantry.
I think so.
And the whites. They fly the ships, okay.
Wow.
Okay, I see where you're going, Trevor.
I don't think there's any White Rangers. It's just him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but basically, then fucking rules this and rules the entire Earth.
Wow.
With a fucking iron grip.
And what do the real tried and true Power Rangers do?
And he travels back and like all the real Power Rangers are dead. Like, he's killed Tommy, he's killed I know Tommy. He's killed Jason. He
killed himself? That's
no, no, no. Really I meant Jason. Like, he's killed Jason. I don't remember who the Blue Ranger was.
His name was Billy.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Billy was also killed in this timeline. Like, most of them were all killed in this timeline.
Kimberly, and then the Yellow Ranger was Trini, right?
I think Trini is the only one that's the only one in that timeline that survived.
And then the Black Ranger was named.
I don't.
Oh, dude, his name escapes me now.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I liked that guy, though. He was so upbeat.
Yeah, but basically. And friendly. But then, for some reason. He was my favorite. I don't remember the exact, like, story, because it's been a while since I read it. But he then was sending people back in time, or, like, basically to a different different timeline to try and. He's trying to eliminate all Rangers from all timelines.
Wow, that is some Marvel-level stuff right there.
Yeah, he's basically, like, quantifying himself as a Thanos-level bad guy.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty crazy. So, like, are they actually having, like, all the other Power Rangers and stuff, like, these other timelines fight against him?
I don't remember how it ended, but I think they did have, like, their final battle with Lord Draken. Well, final, like, he disappeared within the timeline, so he's somewhere. He's somewhere plotting something.
One where they did, like, back in 2015 or something, mm-hmm. and they had every Red Ranger together in one big team?
Yeah, I think so. No, they all, like, basically... No, I remember what happened. He basically... I forget how he did it, but, He used some ability to shut down the morphing grid. So, like, the main Rangers that we know, that we follow from their timeline, they couldn't actually, like, they couldn't morph. He shut down their powers.
Dude, is that a comic strip?
Is this
happening in the comics?
Yeah, it's all happened in the comics.
Dude, how good are the comics, though, for real? They seem cool.
The comics are dope. I love the comics. Kyle Higgins did great.
Wow, this actually looks really cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Dude, that looks so sick. Why don't you show that? Or like, pull this up. Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, here it is.
Jamie, look up Green Ranger Lord Draken. Pull that up.
There we go.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's Lord Draken right
look
there.
Look at him. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, these are...
That is the most low-quality thing I've ever seen. It's the Green Ranger. That looks so cool.
Yeah, these are kind
of... Gosh, it's so cool, dude.
Yeah, he is... And here's Jason David Frank as Lord Draken.
Wow. He looks evil. Do you think he, like, just, like, shoved a giant sword through Rita's chest and was like, now...
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Now I'm that bitch.
Yeah, you can see it's basically the most. It's like bits and pieces of the White Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Yeah,
thrown together in that.
It's a dragon tiger. That is literally that is like something that a 10-year-old or like maybe not even. It's like something like a 7-year-old would make up. Like, dude, I made up my own Power Ranger, and he's green and white, and he's a dragon tiger. And then you're like, that's actually awesome, though. That's, like, that's actually awesome.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a real Megazord? Because that looks so cool.
It's like this is from The Shattered Grid, which is what the comic is called. This is the Ranger Slayer.
That is so cool, dude.
Yeah, it looks like that.
This one right there.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll click on second. You can see that looks like there's the Dragon Zord, I think, in that part right there. You have the Lion Zord right there. You have that other dragon right there.
I don't know what that one is, but I recognize the middle one on his chest.
Yeah, that's
the, like, cool. The tiger.
Yeah, well, is it the tiger or the lion?
I thought it was a tiger, is what he is supposed to be. The Tiger Zord, right?
Oh, yeah, it is the Tiger Zord. I thought it was a lion. I don't know. I guess I'm just. Yeah, that makes sense. This one? Is this the one you want to look at?
Yeah, that's a little bit not as big as I hoped it would be,
but yeah.
It's still cool.
Now you can see wreckage of other Zords in the background. Like, oh yeah, he like like the Emperor, his Imperial Guards were the fucking Red Rangers.
Wow. Okay, well, enough of this for now, because, like, I'm going to look into, like, where I can find these comics, because that's really cool looking. And then now are we bigger?
Yeah, now we're bigger.
We're bigger.
Yeah, so,
I'm baby. Okay.
Yeah, the Shattered Grid is great. There's been a bunch of stuff that came out of it. Like, yeah, you can see there the Ranger Slayer. Is literally a pink ranger that goes around and fucking kills other Power Rangers.
That's, all right.
Yeah,
I mean, that looks cool. Don't get me wrong, but, like, that's also, like, wow.
Whoa. Yeah, so, okay, basically, reboots and remakes, we got really off topic there. That's fine. That's what we do. We get off topic here.
Sometimes. We do.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want to see remade, rebooted, or reimagined?
I would love to see a new Spawn movie. But I think that's already in the works.
It is supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's, Todd McFarlane said he's looking for funding right now. So, we should be getting that, I don't know, sometime, eventually, maybe. Basically, he has described it's going to be a rated R movie with, basically, Spawn is, not exactly the main character. It's going to follow Sam and Twitch, the two main cops from the comics, and that'll be cool. Oh, fuck. Remakes or reboots. What would I want to be rebooted? Part of me wants to say Hellboy again, because give Hellboy its fighting chance.
That movie, I don't know, man. I feel like the movie with, what's his name that just came out?
Mm-hmm.
I truly don't remember that guy's name.
David Harbour?
He played Hopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Dude, that movie was exactly what it needed to be, and the fact that it wasn't that successful is really disappointing to me, because I thought it was super fun to watch.
It's criminal.
Dude, like, okay, what they did to Hellboy in that movie is, like, what I want them to do with Power Rangers, okay? They didn't try to make it something that it's not. You mm-hmm. know, there's, like, a degree of campiness to it. They weren't trying to, like, act cooler than they are.
Yeah.
They did exactly what they should have. Like, I loved that movie. I thought it was really fun.
I'll take a remake of or a reboot of any fucking King Arthur franchise. Because I know they did Legend of the Sword with Charlie Hunnam, which I loved.
I haven't seen it.
It's a very solid movie, and I'm cool with anything fucking that involves King Arthur.
Did you see 47 Ronin?
I believe I did.
That was a really good movie.
I want to say I did.
That, like, also flopped, and I don't know why, because I thought it was... I've watched it, like, two or three times, and I really like that movie.
There are a bunch of things that honestly shouldn't flop.
I mean, but... like, I get it, too, though. Like, 47 Ronin, like, who's that exactly appealing to? But it's one of those things where, like, if you just, like, have somebody that thinks, like, I don't know, like, Power Rangers. If you think Power Rangers is cool or whatever, like... you're probably going to like 47 Ronin. Mm-hmm. If you like action movies and like fantasy and magic,
yeah.
It's a lot more of a broad audience than you would think. I just think people didn't give it a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I would, I kind of want to reboot, since we're talking about Hasbro a lot, I would reboot the Transformers franchise.
Really? That's an interesting one, because I think that should be left in a graveyard, like, just rot.
Hear me out. Reboot it, but instead of doing what they did, Beast Wars.
Okay. I can maybe get behind that, actually. I never thought I would say that about Transformers. Yeah, after what Michael Bay did. The disgrace.
Let's not let Michael Bay touch the movie. Because, I mean, I watched Bumblebee, and Bumblebee was a pretty solid movie.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, and I don't think it was Michael Bay. And it was a pretty solid movie. The beginning of it took place on Cybertron.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. It wasn't too fantastic, but it was good.
There's something really weird to me about the lore of the Transformers that's just so stuck in the 80s. I feel like it's going to be hard to make it cool to, like, today's standards. And I guess it's the fact that it's, like, they're robots in disguise. Like, yeah, I get that. But they're also, like, these mechanical life forms.
Yeah.
that it's like you have to be really smart in order to like figure that one out and like make that appeal to like everybody.
Yeah, that's the trick, is like taking a movie with like this kind of subject matter and then
like actual life forms that weren't like made by something else.
And then like you gotta somehow make it appealing to the already existing fan base, and you gotta do it to a degree that it appeals to the wider audience.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, you're just gonna piss off the like comic book fan. You know, like which it's like nothing like the original comics, dude. Like it sucks.
But then if you like, you're like something a lot, and then if but if you do it like that, and then you're not gonna get like the funding to, or like anything to do.
Yeah, because if you made it like vision. If you made it like completely accurate, so that like Johnny in his mom's basement that's lived there for 47 years, like that he's like it's the perfect movie. If you made Johnny the perfect movie, or like Derek, whatever his fucking name is, then like nobody's gonna like it except him.
Yeah, which it's like it's and a
he can go screw himself.
It's a very touchy line to follow, because it's either you're going to appease the wider audience and the critics, or you're not going to make, or you're going to not appease the wider audience and critics, and you're just going to appease core fans.
But don't you think that like this whole thing is just like a big shit show of like who do we try to make happy?
Yeah.
Instead of just like, you know what I think would be cool is like doing this and then just doing it like fuck all everybody else thinks. They're like, it does sometimes feel like they're like, we gotta put in this detail for like the true fans. They gotta have that detail. It's like, okay. I mean, like I respect that, but like at the same time, it's like they're trying too hard to please, you know.
Mm-hmm. I definitely, there's a, like the Sonic movie is coming out.
Yeah.
In the next, like next weekend.
Dude, I think I'm calling it right now. It's gonna flop despite the remake of like how shitty he looked. It's still gonna suck.
Here's my thing, is like
I'm calling it now. I'm calling it right now. It's going to be terrible. Or maybe it'll be as good as Detective Pikachu and everybody will forget it in about a month.
I was not gonna go see the Sonic movie at first. Like I wasn't gonna go to the theaters and see it. I was like, I'll just fucking rent it.
Yeah.
But the fact that the studio listened to people and was like, all right, you're right. This design for Sonic, terrible. Well, let's redo it. And they fucking redid. They redid all the shots with Sonic. That part was like, all right, since that studio listened and did this, I'm going to go and pay money to go see this movie. Pay more money by going to the theater.
Yeah.
And like getting the fucking concessions and fucking doing my due diligence.
But here's the thing. Is that I know that if that Sonic the Hedgehog trailer came out the first time and they had Sonic looking like he does now, I still wouldn't see that movie because I just don't like Sonic really that much.
You just have to say that.
What?
I mean, you just had to say that to begin with. It's still probably going to flop and it still may be a bad movie, but I'm still going to like to go and pay money to see it.
But I mean, despite my bias against Sonic, I am making a call right now. It is Wednesday, my dudes.
So for you guys, it comes out
Wednesday, my dudes.
It comes out on Valentine's Day. So,
today would be the 5th of February.
Yeah, you got about 2 weeks. Not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, like a week and a day, or two.
Yeah, a week and a day or two.
Week and 2 days.
Week and a half. Well, by the time you guys are watching, you get about a week and a half.
Who gives a shit? Whatever. That's just all
semantics.
Semantics. In a little over a week, okay, well, we'll see. But I'm saying that not that many people really give a big enough shit about Sonic to go see it opening night. I fully believe that.
I probably won't see it opening night.
I think it's going to do okay.
Well, I guess
it's going to do okay. Maybe.
Will I try and see it within the opening weekend? Probably. I might go Sunday.
Yeah, here's what I think. I think it'll probably do okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it flopped. I will be very surprised if it does well, like good.
All right, so if I text you Sunday morning, like, hey, you want to go see fucking Sonic matinee prices? You in, you out?
Depends on the price of the matinee price. I mean, what is a matinee price? Would I pay $6 to go see Sonic?
I don't know what the matinee price is.
If it's like $6.
Probably about $6.
If it's $6 and I got nothing going on, I guess so. I guess I'll go see it, maybe.
Okay. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
But, like, again, it's like maybe I'm going to be in bed and I'm going to be like, dude, I'm just tired and hungover and, like, I don't want to fucking see a blue rat run across the screen and shit. And, like, it's going to be weird. Just gonna like go back to bed, you know, and then after I go back to bed, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna go to this gas station. I'm gonna get a body armor and probably like a not a bottle, but like a jar of pickles and try and, you know, get some electrolytes running through my body so that I'm not hungover anymore. So, like, it's one of those
two. Very specific set of things that you're going to be doing.
Like, one of those two things, you know? I'm either getting Gatorade and pickles, or I'm going to see Sonic. It just depends.
Okay, here's another franchise, I think. I say we reboot. But we don't name it the same franchise.
Maybe I'll get a body armor or a Gatorade on the way to go see Sonic.
Just sneak your pickles into Sonic.
Yeah.
So you can just sit there in the theater just eating your drink.
I don't know how I'll sneak pickles into the movie, but I'll...
You'll fucking try.
Consider... No, I'm, like, way too lazy. I think I'm self-aware enough to realize I'm way too lazy to, like, figure out how to sneak something into someplace. I'm just gonna not do it or not go.
Okay. All right, then. If you could, basically, since there's so many things being rebooted and remade, if you could stop a franchise from being rebooted, what would you stop?
That is the better question. That's the best question we've asked.
What reboot would you stop?
Spider-Man. That's Batman. A really good answer.
Stop rebooting Spider-Man.
You know
stop
what I would? Batman. You know what I would stop is I would dislike if you're, like, king of the world, you mean? And, like, you can, like, just hereby decree that, like, never again shall there be a blah, blah, blah.
Sure. You had the seven... Dragon Balls, and you could wish that one thing was never going to be rebooted ever again.
Do you mean, like, we are going to, like, load up, like, like the what's the movie with like the two brothers?
Two brothers.
And then like the guy's like, we need the rope, and he's like, no,
oh,
we don't need the rope. And it's like the Irish
the movie. Fucking Boondock Saints.
The Boondock Saints. Are we gonna like boondock? Are we gonna be king of the world? Or are we gonna like Boondock Saints and like possibly kill some fucking people if they decide to try and make this again?
If we're gonna fucking be like Jay and Silent Bob and fucking go hitchhike to Hollywood and just beat some people up.
Are we gonna like protest in the street like a bunch of pussies?
We're not gonna protest in the street.
Yeah, that's for pussies.
Basically, if you could stop one reboot,
I think it's funny that you said get the Dragon Balls, because that's what I would stop. I would stop there from ever be like, if I were king of the world, I would be like,
never.
As my first decree as the king of the world, I hereby declare that no Dragon Ball Z live-action film shall ever be made henceforth. And I don't even know if henceforth is a real thing, but I made it up. It sounded really official.
You would... Okay, so no Dragon Ball live-action. I agree.
Ever again. Non-negotiable.
They fucked that up so bad.
And nobody could ever do a good job with it. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. There's no goddamn way that you can make Dragon Ball Z a watchable, likable, good time of a live-action movie. It's not going to happen. I ban it. It is done. It is forbidden.
It's just never going to work.
It's the most forbidden of all forbidden things as king of the world. You can't even make a fan fiction. That's what I would rule. You can't even make a
make Dragon Ball fan fiction.
You can make Dragon Ball fan fiction as long as there's not a camera on real people. In the context of Dragon Ball anything. I don't care if it's Z, GT, Super, or AF.
If there's a dragon and a ball, no.
no dragons and balls together on the live screen. It's done. If you want to make a movie called Dragon with real people, fine. If you want to make a movie called Balls with real people, done. You can do that.
But never Dragon and Balls?
But never, ever am I going to watch or allow you to have a movie that has a giant green dragon with deer antlers, seven dragon balls, a kid with a monkey tail, and something else. Okay, whatever it is, Bulma. I don't know how to describe
her. What if they did it right? What if
you sort of... They can't.
They can't?
It's not a possibility.
But like, what if we don't even like... All right. Hear me out. I'm just going to play devil's advocate for the other side.
You play devil's advocate, and then I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I'm not saying I want one.
Okay, I know, but you're playing devil's advocate. Go ahead.
Let's say, like, we don't even... just a little fucking kid Goku.
Okay.
We don't even get into Z. We just stay Dragon Balls, and it's just about the adventure between him and Bulma finding the Dragon Balls.
Okay.
Like, we don't even fucking get into all the other crazy other shit. That's just,
Dora the Explorer a good movie when they made that?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, because that's what it sounds like so far.
But I'm pretty sure fucking, like, what's his
name? Dora and the Search for the Dragon Balls.
Who played Machete is in that movie, and that's...
Danny Trejo?
Yeah. I don't even know what Danny Trejo did in that movie. Did he fucking play Boots? I don't
think he was in that movie, dude.
He was in...
Was he Boots? Who... In their right mind, made Danny Trejo a kid's character. And that one kid's character is Boots from Dora the fucking Explorer. There's no way.
Benicio Del Toro fucking played Swiper.
Get out of here. These are, like, people to not be fucked with.
You can't do that.
There's no way.
Let's see. I'm looking.
Who's Boots? He's not even in the movie. Vegan student is listed before Boots. There's no Boots? Wait, did they really make a Dora the Explorer movie and not put her best and second most iconic character?
Dude,
Dora.
I'm telling you, he's in the
movie. They didn't put him in the movie.
I'm telling
That's
you.
That's like having like a Star Wars movie and there's like no R2-D2. Or like, you know, like a Power Rangers movie. There's no Alpha 5. He's not in it.
Danny Trejo, Dora the Explorer, The Lost City of Troll, Lost City of Gold, Boots the Monkey.
Wow.
Fucking Danny Trejo played
Boots. What kind of, like,
Boots.
Backwards ass world do we live in? They're like,
a world
let's
where...
put this guy that's been in a Slayer music video, probably killed real people in real life, and let's make him a kid's character.
He fucking played Boots.
He probably killed people.
He played Boots, my dude.
He probably killed people in real life.
Like, alright, we're like, I don't know what you're trying to prove by fighting this, but...
He's Boots from fucking Dora the Explorer, and he's killed people! He's fucking killed people, dude. In real life.
I don't think he's killed people.
Probably. I wouldn't put it past... I wouldn't be surprised if he killed people. It's something that if someone was like walking down the street, they're like, hey, do you think Danny Trejo's killed people? Like, killed a real person in real life. That person would probably be like, yeah, probably. And then they made him into a kid's character. What the fuck? They made him into Boots the Monkey from Dora. What? I'm the bad guy? Like, I'm wrong? I'm wrong? He's killed people, Trevor.
He hasn't killed anyone,
Trevor. It's Danny Trejo. Why would you ever fuck with Danny Trejo? Not only is he famous and has a lot of money, he could probably hire somebody to kill you for him. But you know what? That's not who Danny Trejo is. He'd probably take a bite right out of your throat.
You have the weirdest perception of Danny Trejo.
Didn't you see that Slayer music video, Repentless?
But just because he plays those characters doesn't mean he is that person.
Dude, watch the Slayer music, YouTube, Repentless Slayer, and watch the music video. And then you tell me that it's okay that Danny Trejo was in Dora Explorer. Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. And that it's okay for Danny Trejo to be in fucking goddamn Dora the Explorer. Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll just make Danny Trejo a main character in a movie geared for kids. Okay. It's cool. What's next? We'll just cast Adolf Hitler. It's the map.
Oh my god. No.
Right?
No.
He killed people too.
That's your
okay, you're right. The Hitler jokes are a little bit dry and out of taste. It was really funny until I said that, wasn't it? Okay. I apologize.
I'm telling you, it's fine. I don't even know there's a map. The map's not even on here.
Well, neither is fucking Boots, dude. He's in here. Benicio del Toro.
I didn't even click on full cast.
See, Benicio del Toro being Swiper, even that's like a little bit, whew. Treading some thin ice there.
I'm telling you, it's fine. It's fine.
High School Dance. Wow, there's a lot of... A bad guy uncredited. That's awesome.
It's fine.
What were we even talking about?
I was saying, like, what if they did a fucking Dragon Ball movie, like, as it should be.
Okay.
Focusing on the adventure of little Goku and Bulma trying to find the Dragon Balls.
So, okay. I get what you're saying. If you need to finish what you're saying, go ahead.
No.
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to say. We live in a seemingly, you know, it appears to us as though the universe is ever-expanding, and in an ever-expanding infinite universe, okay, there must be infinite matter, okay? So with the concept of infinity now in hand, if everybody's baby little brains can wrap their head around this, there's infinite matter, but there's only so many ways that matter can be constructed. There are essentially parallel universes. But let me tell you something, okay? Despite the fact that there are parallel universes, so to speak, that are really just part of our universe because the universe is infinite and there's infinite matter but only a finite number of ways to construct matter, there is a somewhere in this universe you and I having the same conversation and saying something. And you know what? That other me is also telling you right now that despite the fact that there's infinite ways to finite ways to construct matter, but like an infinite universe, there's no conceivable way to make Dragon Ball in any universe, in any timeline, into a live action movie and make it good.
Challenge accepted.
It's just not possible.
Challenge accepted.
It would break the laws of physics.
So if I came to you and I presented to you a live-action piece of Dragon Ball that was within acceptable parameters that covered all the bases that makes Dragon Ball good without jeopardizing what makes Dragon Ball good. Would you, in fact, eat an old boot?
I mean, that is... Sir, that is preposterous.
Okay. If you can take the old boot as figurative and just admit you were wrong.
Oh, then yes. That is not as preposterous. I could have... What if I was like, that's even more preposterous. Admit that I was wrong.
Like, I would rather eat an old boot before I did that.
I would rather literally eat an old boot. Yeah. Sure. I guess. Willing to admit that I'm wrong, but I am quite adamant on this, my good friend. My good sir, I'm quite adamant that there could be no such thing as a good Dragon Ball piece of live-action film ever in the history of man in any conceivable universe in any conceivable timeline ever. And that is that.
Alright, challenge accepted.
So you're going to make one.
I will fucking use my infinite powers and pacts with Satan to make this happen.
Hmm. I see what you're trying to do. And we'll have a gentleman's agreement that... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, what I would outlaw?
What would you outlaw?
Any more live-action Death Notes.
Yeah, that's a pretty... See, I think that could maybe be done right, actually. Be really tough, though, in just one movie to do that, right?
I mean, I haven't even seen the live action nor the anime.
I won't see the live action movie, more than likely. I've seen the anime. I think if they were going to make Death Note into a live action thing, they could do it, but they would have to, like, really be careful to give it enough time, for God's sake. Like, you can't half-bake that shit, you know?
Yeah, I think it's also the...
There's so much intricate, like...
It's almost something I wouldn't want to do a movie out of it. I'd say you could do a series, do like a fucking do an episodic thing.
That would probably work better.
All right.
And then, like that would be a reimagining, right? Because they're going to just take the exact fucking source material and just make it live action, right?
I guess so, yeah. Okay, so let's say Death Note TV series by the guys, by the people that made True Detective Season 1.
That would be really interesting. I feel like they would, like, make it to... They would try to put their own, like, spin on it and everything, though. Like, that's the thing, is that, like, you'd have to have someone that is, like, willing to just be faithful to Death Note and, like, not try to put their own, like, fucking bullshit spin on it.
You know? Well, I meant in the fact that they very well... They did a very well-executed slow burn story.
I believe in them to do a slow burn story that is a mystery crime drama... That is amazing. And I believe that it could even be about Death Note and be really good. But, like, I don't know if I really believe in anybody to, like, be faithful to Death Note and make it as good as Death Note really deserves to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, maybe they could improve it or something, you know? Who knows? No one really knows for sure. I think Death Note is really touchy, though, because it is just such an intricate kind of thing. Like, you can't leave any details out of Death Note.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so, yeah.
Maybe I'll watch the series and I'll, or read the book, and I'll let you know what my thoughts are on doing a proper live-action Death Note.
Why don't we just watch an episode of the series after this?
Maybe we could.
I say we do. Okay.
Either way, this has been a wonderful, heated episode of the Running on Empty podcast. It's been wonderful spending our Wednesday morning. Well, it's wonderful you're spending your Wednesday morning or Thursday morning or Friday morning, whatever the fuck you're watching this morning, afternoon, evening. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Now, socials and stuff. Remember, we have a merch store. It's superiorembroidery.yadayadayada. We got stuff.
Links in the description for that.
Yep, buy our stuffs. Social media.
Yep, I'm at ROE Tengu on Twitter, and we also have our ROE org Twitter as well. You could follow us on. You can find Trevor at Octopus Ink Blots at everything. We have a Facebook, we have an Instagram, whole bunch of stuff. Give us a follow, give us a like, give us a comment. And subscribe if you want to show your support. And also, like Trevor said, check out our merch if you're interested in that kind of thing. And it'd really support us.
Let us know what you would reboot, remake, reimagine, what you would outlaw ever being remade. And if you were to reboot something, let us know how you would do it. If you have an idea, like, how you would properly do a series. Like, say you were going to fucking make a live-action Dragon Ball, how you think you would execute that properly and hit all channels that would make it an acceptable Dragon Ball product.
Yeah, which I don't think is possible, but I really respect the hell out of you all for trying.
I think the easiest, like, honestly, last night I'll say the easiest one you're gonna have to do is just regular old Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
when there wasn't,
you can't make Super Saiyan ever look good.
Yeah, like, yeah. At getting into Z, it's just gonna get too ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would say do Dragon Ball and be done, but I don't know, that's just me.
Okay,
remember, we love you. Fuck off, pet your dog.